Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Does anyone here at the table have any allergies?
Oh, yes. I'm allergic to bad podcasts. Don't worry. That won't be a problem. Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast.
The best yet. Best intro yet.
Do you think so?
Yes, it was a proper play.
Different
characters. I learned stuff about each one of them.
What did you learn about them?
One of them has an allergy. You can't listen to bad podcasts.
Yes.
And the other one is very good at being organised and making sure everyone's got what they need.
He was the waiter, so obviously I didn't spend long enough writing that character.
I don't know much about waiters, but...
So, this is the Off-Menu podcast with me, Ed Gamble, and the other voice you're hearing now is James Acaster.
Guilty as charged!
I just want to get that exactly right, because James has just told me that on a previous episode, he made reference to the wasabi prawns at Tao Tao Zhu changing their sauce and not being as good again.
Yeah, stand by it.
And then he went back to Tao Tao Zhu, and the man who worked there, a waiter, came and held up his phone, and it had our podcast on it with the episode referencing that, and then claimed that I'd said that the sauce was bad, and James just went along with it.
Yeah, he said, Gamble said the sauce is bad. I was like, oh, yeah, so it sounds like something he would say.
So I just want to make it very clear that I have not made claims about the Tao Tao Zhu sauce, and this is me, Ed Gamble, remember the voice.
He kept on calling you Gamble, though. It was so great.
Yeah.
Kept saying, Gamble doesn't like our sauce.
James, the dream restaurant has reopened. We are back for series three.
The treble,
the big number three, the tricky third series.
The third course.
We will be, again, welcoming guests here into the Dream Restaurant. And what a first guest we have, James. We will be asking this first guest...
Their favourite ever. Start a main course dessert, side dish and drink.
And our special guest today is... Anthony Head. Anthony Head, a national treasure, a wonderful actor, a British institution.
Mm.
Of course, many of you, if you're my age, will know him as Giles from Buffy.
Yeah, that is so weird that was his character name. That all the way through they would say, it's Giles from Buffy.
Here. Yeah, it was very odd.
Where's Giles from Buffy?
Even Buffy would say that.
Yeah, she said, where's Giles from Buffy?
But she wasn't Buffy from Buffy.
Yeah, they're like, what are you talking about?
So, he was Giles from Buffy, but he, of course, has a varied and wonderful CV, and we'll be today talking to him about his dream menu, of course, but he is here because he is promoting The Stranger, which is a new Netflix show. But no, not Stranger Things, The Stranger, based on a novel by Harlan Coben. I've seen the first episode. It's very gripping. It's very exciting. It's out on January 30th on Netflix. Go and watch it.
You've been trapped in the upside down.
Nope. That's not what it is, James. But it's on Netflix, so if you do end up on Netflix, for some, just type in Stranger, but not Stranger Things. We don't want that confusion to happen. But of course, if Anthony Head says the secret ingredient that we have pre-established, he will be removed from the restaurant. It is an ingredient that we do not like. And the ingredient this week is pumpkin seeds.
Mm.
Roast pumpkin seeds.
Bit of controversy around this. Originally, I was not for it. I was like, I like pumpkin seeds.
Yes.
What are you doing that for? But then you did say to me, sometimes they have the stringy bits attached.
Well,
and I thought that is gross.
Here's what I think about pumpkin seeds. Sometimes they do have the stringy bits attached. Also, I have, on multiple occasions, tried pumpkin seeds as a snack when they do them in, like, America. Be very fond of them in, like, service stations.
Yes.
Roasted, salted pumpkin seeds. And they're just chewy, and they're in a weird case, and you need to spit all bits out that you can't eat.
Horrible.
And they're a faff. Absolute faff.
Yeah, there's a lot of seeds I'd have before it.
Yeah.
Sunflower seeds I'd have before it.
Yeah.
Pumpkin seeds.
That's the ones we're talking about.
Well, I think you have different seeds.
So, if Anthony Head says roast pumpkin seed, he will unfortunately be removed from the restaurant.
No ifs, no buts, Anthony. Get out of here.
No ifs, no buts, no pumpkin seeds. Here is the off-menu menu of
Anthony Head.
Welcome, Anthony, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Well,
it was an explosion.
Anthony Head to the Dream Restaurant.
Oh, there's confetti falling from the ceiling. Amazing. How lovely. Yes.
So much confetti this time. Not, I don't usually do much confetti, but I ordered a bunch of confetti for the last episode. It didn't arrive in time.
Oh. And I got it.
You stole all of it today.
So you've got
2 weeks worth of confetti.
It's going in my eyes.
Yeah, apologies.
Oh, and in my mouth. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Straight in the mouth. Everything in this restaurant goes in your mouth.
Yeah, that's true. How does the confetti taste?
It's a bit papery.
Yes. Yeah. It's just normal confetti.
Yeah. I could get some Willy Wonka confetti, actually. That'd be better, wouldn't it?
Well, if it's so chocolate,
all,
yeah.
If it all tasted like whatever your favourite meal is. That's what Willy Wonka would do. Oh. Each little strand of confetti would taste like a different meal.
Oh, that would be confusing.
Yeah, it would be confusing. Just eat one little fleck at a time.
But unfortunately, the confetti here is paper, and like you say, paper thin, much like the conceit of this podcast.
What?
Right, welcome to the Dream Restaurant.
James is back in the lamp with that sort of attitude.
James is a genie. He's here to get you your dream meal.
Right.
From wherever you want.
Oh. But from wherever I want. From
wherever you want. Wherever you want in your life. All the different times you're like, you know, maybe it's from your childhood and reminds you of being a little babba. Oh. And maybe like, you know, I mean, did you like food much as a kid?
I did. My mum was a really good cook.
Oh, yeah? Shout out?
Shout out her name? Or
shout out her name or even, yeah. Yeah, what's her name?
Helen. Helen. She was an actress, actually, Helen Shingler.
Yeah, ah.
Bless her. But she was a good cook. But I did go off... I went off spinach because they used to do like cream spinach. So
yeah.
I think it made me, wasn't at school, I don't know. And my dad was of the generation where you'd sort of bring yesterday's meal out and make the child eat it until it.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't last.
If you were
long.
Naughty.
Yeah, because it was, I was just.
Oh, as a punishment?
Not as a punishment. Well, just sort of, no, you've got to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, and because they were the war generation. So, yeah. You know, ultimately you didn't waste food.
My dad's exactly the same.
Really?
50s boy, so they're still on sort of weirdly on rationing post-war.
Post-war rationing, yeah.
So, yeah, you got to eat everything on the plate. But that's also not a problem for me.
But I've never liked cream spinach, ever.
It's interesting that you remember going off spinach as a child. Were you on spinach previously?
I think, maybe it was the first time I ate it and was...
Yeah.
Yeah, immediately didn't like it.
I did go off tomato juice. I used to have, that was my drink when I was a child. I don't know why. I have no idea
why.
That was
the usual.
But when I went out, it was like, well, I'll have a tomato juice, please. And then I'd had so much that I was like, no, actually, I don't think I want it anymore. Thanks, no.
It's like having a soup.
Yes.
It's a very heavy drink.
A little cold soup that you had as a child.
I mean,
how did you get into that? Was anyone else in your family into it? It was just you?
I think it was just me, yeah.
Just you?
Yeah, it was when my grandfather used to take us out to sort of, to clubs and things. Not nightclubs.
It's a very weird story.
Yeah.
Where your granddad takes you to a nightclub and you have a tomato juice.
One tomato juice, please, Barky.
Yeah.
You can have yesterday's tomato juice. You didn't finish that when you were in. So you would have tomato... You could be taking the clubs.
Yeah. Yes, this is it's sort of quite vague because...
Like after school clubs and stuff?
No.
Like activities?
No, because he was a... A surveyor, chartered surveyor, and he was sort of like very central London. He sort of he belonged to a couple of sort of central London kind of la-di-da clubs.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I just remember going out, not that often, but I do remember going out with him a couple of times. And the second or third time, it was just like, no, I don't want tomato juice anymore, thanks, no.
No.
I imagine you as a child in one of those clubs in a full suit drinking a tomato juice out of a cocktail glass.
Yeah. With a little...
Welcome to that imagination.
A little...
I probably was dressed up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Just a little kid in a suit.
I don't think I had a suit.
No.
I was probably in...
Little sailor suit?
Little sailor suit, maybe?
I think it was
just
corduroy.
Corduroy, nice.
But also, it has to be said, because my mum used to make a lot of clothes, so quite a lot of stuff that I did have a corduroy jacket that she made.
Uh-huh.
She actually made my school blazer when I was fourth or fifth form. I don't know what that is now, but and I used to think it was because we were sort of really affluent, but it actually turned out we didn't have much money. So she was like, you know, making do with being economic, as it were.
Your mum sounds like a one woman industry.
Yeah,
she really was. She was extraordinary.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Acting. And then, yeah. And then your granddad is in all these posh little members only clubs, and you're going in there with your homemade clothes. I love it.
Yeah, and not having tomato juice. There you go.
Now, so I got to see this morning the first episode of yes. The Stranger.
Yes,
which is a new Netflix series that you are in.
Yes.
I don't think it's a spoiler warning to say you're not really in the first episode.
That's not a spoiler, no.
Yes.
I'm not in the book, actually. Harlan Coben's book. No, because when they adapted the book, Dan Brocklehurst adapted it, and they basically, they've given what is a very, very, very basic central wow story, and they've sort of, because they've got to create 8 episodes.
Yes.
So I am Adam Price, is played by Richard. I'm his father.
Okay, cool.
And he's the central figure, and I'm just a nasty piece of work that's basically ruined his life and is now up against him.
So you're a bit of a baddie?
Yes.
Do you like playing a baddie?
I do, actually. I must admit, for a long time, for most of my career, I don't always play baddies, but when I do, I always like to bring some reality, some... Because I always said, you know, not everybody gets out of bed wanting to be bad.
Mm.
They have a reason, and you can defend that reason. And then sort of the thing that's sort of come more and more into public awareness is narcissism, which there is no reason, really. You just are not necessarily a nice piece of work. It's just everything is about me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the last couple of characters I played are definitely... narcissists.
Do you have to like the character to play the character? Do you have to find a reason to like them, or can you just play straight up evil?
I think if you play too much, then it just gets a bit boring.
That was good though, that noise you did. I was enjoying that.
Nasty?
Yeah.
Although, yes, I did play an evil character in a radio show called Bleak Expectations, and I developed a laugh for that, which was, yes.
I love that. I want you to do that every time a course is brought to you at the
restaurant.
Right, you are.
What? Jolly good.
It's going to make me nervous. I'm a waiter. Walk over, does that laugh?
They might amuse me, even if I don't like them.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can be interested in them without necessarily liking them. That's cool.
I get out of bed wanting to be bad.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You and, never manage.
Do you achieve your aims?
No, but I get out. I'm like, I want to be bad.
What's the first thing you do to make yourself a bad boy for the day?
Oh, immediately, what I do is I go and I use someone else's toothbrush, and they'll never know.
Ah.
But I just brush my teeth with someone. Actually, I did that.
You live alone, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've got to walk a few blocks.
Yeah.
until I find an open front door.
Yeah.
Let myself in. Brush the old pegs. Go back home.
You shouldn't be taking your old pegs in as well.
Yeah. I've got to clean
it. But I've told you to buy some new pegs.
I'm washing up, and I like to clean my pegs with toothpaste.
So you're a well-travelled man. You've been around the world.
Yeah.
Do you? Is food part of your life? Would you say you enjoy it?
I do definitely enjoy it. Yes, I've been all over the place. And what's quite interesting is that during my life, England has gone from English cooking to pretty much everybody's cooking. It's adapted very well, I think, to absorb palates from around the world. Mm. But it used to be very, you know, shepherd's pie and... meat and two veg and all that, and that was it. And it was like, no, we can actually
and cream spinach, of course.
And cream spinach.
You can't forget the cream spinach.
I want to delve it more into the character you're just playing, because right. I like the character.
The character who said shepherd's pie.
Shepherd yes, pie. Is the character called shepherd's pie?
No, but I'll see if I can invent him. Yeah,
I like the character. What would the character's name be?
Well, shepherd.
Shepherd.
Sheppy.
Sheppy spy. What's Sheppy's pie's job?
Is it a shepherd?
Maybe he's a night. Maybe he's a shepherd. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
He's a
shepherd,
and he just eats shepherd's pie. He's called Sheppy's pie. That's pretty good.
I like the character. Yeah.
Have you still got the phone number for Netflix? I think the three of us could. quickly launch a new show.
Very good.
We could definitely let's knock something together.
And I'll be his neighbour who always wakes up wanting to be bad.
Yeah,
and wanting to nick his toothbrush.
He uses a toothbrush every time. So he can't.
Mind you, that is assuming that he's got a toothbrush.
Yeah, Sheppy
might not have a toothbrush.
Probably just wake up and put mashed potato on his teeth. Immediately. Well, we always start with your choice of water, if you like still have sparkling water with your meal.
With meal, I like sparkling water.
Okay.
Yes.
And has that always been the case?
I have no clue. Yes, I think so.
Do you not remember the first time you ever had sparkling water?
No.
Day when you went to the club with your granddad and you said, no more tomato juice, please.
Well, when you go out, it's just having a glass of flat water. It's like, you know, it's just
Just feels like being at home.
Yeah. Mind you, when I was filming in South Africa, I think I probably had still water quite a lot because you'd be thirsty.
Yeah.
It's quite hot there.
It is, famously. And does sparkling water not quench your thirst?
You can't drink too much of it at a time because obviously...
The gas issue.
Yes.
Is that Sheppy back again?
Yes, he's come back. Well, that might be his cousin. All right.
What were you filming in South Africa?
A sci-fi show called Dominion, which was a very interesting conceit. It was about angels taking back the Earth because God actually is not interested anymore. And it was a post-apocalyptic show. It was odd and interesting.
So angels are taking back the Earth.
Yes.
And you're there drinking the still water. That's what your character
is. Well, not on set necessarily, yes. Not on my character.
I have a problem. I have difficulties telling between real life and the film.
I mean, he's pretending to be a genie right now, but you know you're pretending, right?
Not pretending.
You've come in wearing your blue genie suit today.
Yeah. Anthony says it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were... being attacked by angels.
Yeah.
What do you think would be the best way of beating them up?
Very interesting. I don't think my character particularly... I won't go into it in too much depth, but my character, again, was a baddie, was an American politician who... we were in a town... called Vega, which was basically had been Las Vegas,
right?
And we'd sort of got huge walls around it, and we'd sort of fended off the angels because they did sort of find their way in occasionally. But
can angels not just jump through walls?
They got wings.
Yeah, they have. But we got AK-AK guns and you know all that.
Take the angels down.
Yeah.
I like that. Can you kill an angel? Or are you dead?
I don't think they're dead people, are they?
They're zombies,
aren't
they?
Yeah.
No, they're not. Zombies and angels are two different things.
Yeah,
aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Although we did have our sort of equivalent to zombies. This was a while back, so me, me being
you
able to...
You weren't expecting to do an interview about this today, were you?
No.
Would you like... Okay, here's an option then. Still a sparkling water, but twist, it's holy water, and you can melt an angel with it.
Well, now you're back in Buffy land.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've got it even further back
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is Buffy? I'm just pulling your leg. I'm just pulling your leg. I know what Buffy is. Oh, yeah. You think Giles would drink some holy water?
No, he wouldn't want to waste it on himself. He'd have...
There must have been a night where Giles just gets hammered on his own and is like, I'm going to drink me some of that holy water.
He'd probably go to the brandy rather than the holy water, because want to save your holy water against the vampires, wouldn't you?
But he wouldn't. Right.
Giles is sensible. He knows what he's
surely
doing.
Giles has been really curious forever about what the holy water tastes like, and one day get smashed enough and want to just taste a little bit of it.
Well, it probably just tastes like.
Yeah, I don't think there's a different taste to it. It's
taste
not like
different.
They don't add like holy squash to it or something. It's not like cordial.
Or if it's been sitting in one place, maybe it's a bit.
Yeah, it's probably a bit eggy.
Yeah, maybe
a bit eggy. I think of holy water.
Would you be? Yeah, no idea because you haven't tasted it. You'd be very tempted to be like, does it taste different?
Yeah.
Or maybe just you have a wash in it, can't you? That's not wasting it. Have it. That drip off you back into the
isn't
thing.
Isn't that called baptism?
Baptise yourself by accident.
Yeah. I don't think you can baptise yourself, though.
By drinking it? No.
No.
Like how you can't tickle yourself.
Can't you?
Can't tuck yourself, can you? Can't tuck yourself, can't baptise yourself.
That's true.
Anthony's doesn't just trying to tickle himself. For the listener, Anthony's now trying to tickle himself.
He's trying to tickle himself. He's seeing if it works or not. I reckon Giles would have definitely had a little sip of holy water.
It's probably a deleted scene.
Yeah, something like that. Pop those open! Pop those open! Anthony Head! Pop a dubs of bread!
He just made me jump.
Pop a dubs of bread! Anthony Head!
Anthony whipped a steak out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Just shat a steak out.
No, he just shat, actually. You just made me jump. But there you are.
But what I liked was you were laughing about it as you were jumping.
Yeah, you did like it.
You were chuckling and jumping at the same time, and yeah. I enjoyed that very much.
And Benito, were you on that? Did that just peak, or did you manage to?
It's fine. He knows it's coming.
He knows what he's doing.
Although, to be honest, it took me by surprise a bit today.
Good.
Did you shoot yourself?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I absolutely
shit myself with that.
It's not got that reaction for a while.
No,
I'm glad. Yeah, that was really satisfying actually.
You really timed it perfectly, I thought.
Yeah, it was good.
Did that very well.
Came out the blue.
Really got you.
Well, literally, because you're wearing blue.
Wearing blue. I'm full genie today.
Very good.
It's really worked out quite well. But problems or bread is the question, of course.
Well, it kind of depends what I'm eating.
Well,
if I'm eating Indian, definitely pop a dum.
Yeah.
In a restaurant that's sort of serving French or Italian, I love seeded bread. There's one restaurant that we go to that has really different, lots of different breads. And they bring little rolls.
A little selection of different rolls.
Lovely. Ooh, yes.
And do they do that thing, which I hate in restaurants, where they make you pick, they bring around the bread basket and they say, which one would you like? I want all of them.
Sure.
Well, except you don't want to eat them all because then you've got no room for nothing else.
Yeah, but if they brought all of them, then I could have a little taste of each one.
Well, yeah, but then you're denying everybody else.
That's true. I'm very selfish.
Well, mind you, if you're on your own, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
Have a little pick of each one.
I'm always pretty good at just choosing when I don't love bread as much as Ed does. So I'm quite good at just being like.
Mind you, are you creating a lot of waste in the world?
That's what I was just thinking as I was saying it, I just thought, I'm the problem here. Yeah. I'm creating bread waste.
Unless the kitchen staff don't mind the fact that you picked a roll and will eat the rest of it.
Or make it into breadcrumbs and put it on top of something.
Yeah, or that bread pudding.
Bread pudding, yeah.
Lovely bread pudding.
Not a great fan, but there you go.
You don't like it?
Not particularly.
No, to be fair, the foods that you said you don't mind like you, so far kind of falls into that category, doesn't it?
Genius cooked it would be light and frothy and it would be great, wouldn't it, I suppose? So there you go.
Yeah. Is someone genius?
So what's on offer? What's the name of the place where you go that offers all the different breads?
Bakery.
Oh, it's
imagine if you thought you were the only person to go to a bakery. We go to this place.
So many different whole array of breads, and there's a lovely man with a soft hat.
There's bread as but far as the eye
be,
can see.
Seem to be a bit lacking in butter. I don't know. just the bread. Yeah,
just the bread.
No, it's a local. We live just outside of Bath. There are lots of very good restaurants in Bath, but this is a place called the Wheat Chief, and very good cooking.
Because your surname rhymes with bread, do you go in and say Anthony Head would like some bread? That's what I said. I'd like
not often, but I will from here on in.
I think it'd be nice to say that. Ed does it because his first name is obviously Wants a Bread. So
Ed, I say.
Ed Wants Bread?
Yeah, Ed Want Bread. Simple mind. Yeah.
Eddie Bready.
Eddie Bready.
Eddie Bready, yeah.
He says that over and over again.
Ready, you? Eddie Bready.
Yeah. Eddie Ready for Bready.
Yeah. So Eddie Ready for Bready.
I've been kicked out of a lot of restaurants.
Eddie Ready for Bready.
So what's on offer? Which is the role that you go to first? Which is your dream role?
I'm dairy sensitive.
Okay.
But I love cheese.
Mm.
And I'm just trying to think, there's one with parmesan in it. It's lovely. But don't ask me. I'll just go, oh, that one, thanks.
You just get the grab.
I love olive bread. I'm here to ask you,
okay. I love olive bread.
Yes.
Olive bread.
Here we go. Because you could call me dairy sensitive as well. In that it makes me very upset and angry when people say they want cheese, especially as a dessert. I like cheese enough, Anthony, but whenever...
We've had people in the past who've picked a cheese board as a dessert.
Yeah. No.
And it sends James mad.
Yes. Ooh. That's how I'm dairy sensitive.
Yeah.
I adore goat cheese. I love goat cheese.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Mm. So, would you like some goat cheese on your olive bread?
No. Okay, that would be a complete waste of both flavours.
Would it?
Well, it would be more of a waste of the olive bread than of the cheese, because the cheese would probably absorb more of the flavour. But if you offered it to me, I wouldn't say no.
Well, no, but it's your dream.
It's got to be your dream.
So if you would like the olive bread for your bread, we can give you the olive bread.
Give me milk.
With butter?
Bread.
Or a little oil, a little dish of oil?
Oh, oil, actually, with olive bread would be good.
Yes. Holy oil? There's a question. Did Giles bless all of his condiments? All the liquids in his house. Did he bless all of them?
Don't think it was in his sort of parameter to bless it. He wasn't a priest.
Oh, James has never seen Buffy. We should get that up.
Oh, let's be crystal clear. I know nothing about Buffy. My girlfriend tried to get me to wear her, I want to say Sunnydale?
Yes.
Jumper.
Yes, you can say that.
She said, wear my jumper, because she's a massive Buffy fan. She said, wear it. And I was like, but I'll be caught out really quickly because, you know, I don't know enough about Buffy.
Mm.
And I knew I'd get caught out. And now I've been exposed anyway. Because I said, does Giles bless all his condiments?
Yeah, I see.
My fiancé is a huge Buffy fan as well.
Ed's got a fiancé. Instantly one-upping me. My girlfriend likes Buffy. Yes, my fiancé likes
it
as well.
She got a Sunnydale.
I don't think she has a Sunnydale jumper, no.
No.
Are you disappointed at her?
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't sound like marriage material, does she? Would you marry someone who hadn't bothered to buy a Sunnydale jumper, Giles? Called you Giles, then.
Oh, I love it. So you're having oil.
Yes.
Unholy oil to dip the olive bread into.
What's holy oil?
It's something he made up.
Bless it. Like holy water. Holy water just gets blessed by a priest, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've got a priest in the kitchen for this episode.
Right.
And they can bless any of this food you want, especially the liquids. And if you want that oil blessed, I can do it.
Jolly good.
Otherwise, I can't. What this restaurant isn't protected against is vampires, mate. And they're going to come in here, and if you don't have some holy
stuff. Well, if you haven't got garlic in the kitchen, then.
Oh, yeah.
That's a problem.
He's absolutely got you there.
That's the point. We've got anything you want.
You should have garlic.
So, do you want us just.
Hopefully, they're not going to be invading.
No, I don't think they will be.
They might be.
This is during the. We'll just say the meal's during the day, and then it's fine. They can't come anyway.
But close during the day?
No. It's a dream restaurant. You can't close it during the day.
I want to add some jeopardy to this meal. I'm going to have it that there might be vampires coming in.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, of course, we come to your starter.
Your starter.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy a starter?
Yeah. Yes.
You can do some honourable mentions if you like, and you can do it in any character you please.
I feel sad for them, but I do like escargot. if they're good.
Yeah.
Especially in France. I do, but I sort of feel sad for the snails.
Like, you feel sad for the snails? Was that the snail?
No, it's me talking to the snail.
Are you talking to the snail? That's not a snail impression. No. Are you talking to it beforehand? What are you saying to it there?
I'm sorry.
But the snail, does the snail understand English if it's a French snail?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably shrugging at me, but I can't actually work.
Another question, can a snail shrug?
Good question.
Well, if you see it's shell move.
I guess you said shell move. That's another thing.
Yeah.
But I did recently, I had a lunch and I fell in love. It was tuna carpaccio. It was just stunning. Gorgeous.
Where was this?
It was actually the Ivy in Bath.
Oh.
Yes.
And is that your choice for your dream starter?
I think, actually, yes. Even though I'm very sad, because I don't eat meat. I do eat fish. But the fact that tuna, I mean, it's got a chance out there, you know, because it's not farmed. I do love tuna. A good tuna is
The meatiest fish as well. The closest you can get to meat without having meat.
Well, I guess. But it's not that. That's not the reason. I love the flavour. I like sushi, and tuna is my favourite sushi.
So is the carpaccio is raw tuna?
It's raw tuna, which has been marinated in citrus, so that it basically partially cooks the meat. But it's gorgeous. It's really thin, very very thin.
Would you like holy tuna? Or
oh, God, I think we knew yes that question no. was coming.
Well,
Why did I get a priest in for that? Why did I get a priest in? Tell me that.
It has to be said, if it was holy tuna, if it's got holes in it, I would say it's probably rank.
Yeah, we don't want Swiss tuna.
Thinly sliced tuna, but blessed by the priest I've got.
Does it change the flavour when the priest blesses things? Because I think we just need to say at the top of the meal now.
I think you'll have to be the judge of that.
The priest could bless everything, or the priest could just go home.
I just want you to give him a day off.
Yeah, give the priest a day off.
No, it's just a tiny day off. I've never had him in before. Got him in specially for you.
And it depends what kind of a priest he is, really. Because, you know, I'm not going to say don't to anyone. If that's what they need to do,
it's fine for him to come up. I mean, he will, you know.
That's very gracious of you that at your dream meal you are letting a priest bless all your food just because he's here.
That's what he needs to do. I'm not going to stop him.
Tell him he can bless everything as long as it doesn't change the flavour.
Okay, well...
And don't...
Hopefully it won't change the flavour.
Too much salt on it.
And not too much salt.
He's nowhere near the salt.
You never know. I like a bit of salt.
Yeah, you need a bit of salt to bring out flavour, right? You don't want to go too far.
Don't want to put it on your tuna.
A ring of salt, that'll keep... Does that keep vampires away?
Yeah, what's the ring of salt
keep
away?
Circle of salt?
Circle of salt keeps...
Ants, yeah.
Oh, that's a point.
Don't want any ants coming in.
Don't want them.
What else goes on the carpaccio then? So citrus, is there anything else?
I think a little black pepper.
Oh, lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. That's a nice light way to start the meal as well. You're not too full going into it. You just had a little olive bread and then a tuna carpaccio. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
And because it was quite recent when you had that tuna carpaccio, can you remember what you remarked when you ate it?
Well, apart from... which I forgot.
There it is.
You forgot the evil laugh.
Yes. Evil laugh. Edmund and the Ivy got scared.
It was basically.
That's like the opposite of the noise you made to the snails.
Yeah.
It's that opposite. Yeah. And then this is like completely the opposite.
Yeah.
I make a lot of noises when I eat something I like. I really, it was like, oh, goodness. And when I'm with my fiance, I've got a fiance, James.
Oh, God.
She hates it.
Not going to last.
What, she hates the noises you're making?
She hates the noise. She's like, why can't you just enjoy it without making stupid noises?
Because you're sharing it.
You're sharing, it's basically saying
to the other person, oh, this is, the next move is have some of this.
Yeah, oh, no. That's never the next move with me.
No. You clearly
I make the noises until I've finished it.
You clearly have never met Ed ready for Bready Gamble.
But then that's like... That's like saying, this is really yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't.
It is. This is really yummy. You should have ordered it.
Well, then.
Next time you'll know your
then
your
don't
mistake.
Make this. Then don't make the noise.
Okay, that's good to know. That's where the line is. I didn't know that's why. That's how I'd gone wrong. But it's good to know now.
He does do a lot of that. This is so good. Not for you, though.
Yeah. Oh, that does. Is what I do. Oh, God.
It does. That's why. That's why you're going to get a divorce before you even get married. Bad luck. Ed's going to become the first person to get divorced before he gets married.
Yeah. Impressive if you can do it. That's why I've got a priest here.
Yeah, yeah. He's it. Blessing all the food. Do a quick divorce. Go home. Your main course. Very exciting, the main course. When you go and have a meal...
Mm.
Are you mostly excited about the main, the starter, the dessert?
I don't know. We went to out to a restaurant the other night in Tadworth for Tadworth. A friend's birthday. Yeah,
where's Tadworth?
It's Surrey. Uh-huh. It's near Kingswood, and it was I think Turkish influence.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had all starters because they're amazing. The prawns, calamari. What else? The potatoes were just amazing. Mm. And we didn't even go into the main course. Because
Turkish food is so good for a start.
Yeah, it was like the mezzo was just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So there was lots of...
But you were sharing everything, so...
And it was okay to make noises. Yes, and because obviously, you know, it was all coming at once. There wasn't too much...
None of that. Not enough room for that.
No.
Can't do that every time.
No, I'd be out of breath.
Especially because you're sharing with everyone. You've got to be, you know, have your wits about you. Your fair share.
Things were going very quickly. It has to be said. You had to get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say Turkish food is rapidly ascending my my league table of...
Very good.
...of food nations.
Mm. Okay, that's something we haven't done before.
Favourite cuisines?
Anthony, top three, like, world cuisines. If you had to just... All you could have for the rest of your life. It's three different world cuisines.
Not in any order.
Not in any order, but maybe after we've heard the three, we'll try and get you to commit to one as your number one.
I guess I would say sushi, Mexican, and...
Sushi?
Yeah.
Japanese?
Yeah. And Thai.
Just making sure you didn't think sushi was a country.
I want to throw in top four, because Indian, I love Indian too.
Mm. That's tricky, isn't it? But... So, Japanese, Mexican, Thai.
That's a good
solid lineup.
That is good. I think Japanese and Mexican might be in mine as well.
Japanese is in mine. I think Japanese is our Venn diagram crossover.
The three of us.
Yeah.
Are the three of us going to go to Japan and leave Benito behind?
I think it seems like it.
Venn diagram.
Farewell, Benito.
Since I was at school.
Venn diagrams.
Yeah.
Venn diagram overlap.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, we can go to Japan. We'll do a travel show.
Yeah, the three of us go around. That'd be good.
And do diagrams.
Yeah, and bring a priest.
Yeah.
The three of us and a priest. Going around Japan.
Blessing all the food.
Blessing all the food and eating it up. That's fair enough.
If you're asking, James, I think Turkish, Japanese. So difficult, the last one, isn't it? Maybe Spanish. I ate a lot of tapas.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I did a show in Spain and grew very fond of tapas.
Whereabouts in Spain?
Extremadura. It was basically that area.
That sounds like the name of the show.
Extremadura.
Close.
What were you being attacked by in this show?
It was an extension of Romeo and Juliet. It was
So they were zombies. So it was after
Shakespeare's zombie.
It was after they died.
No, it was how the families then carry on.
Oh. Goodness.
I was Lord Capulet.
Yeah. So you're just organising funerals? Is it all just fighting off the other family?
They were so annoying.
So you were fighting the Montagues.
The Montagues, yeah.
Well done, James.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's pulled I looked at Ed record. There and then it came to me because Ed looks like a posh old Montague, isn't it? So I looked at him and I thought, oh, it's the Montague boys coming along. Yeah. If you had to choose then, you've got to fight a vampire or an angel or a Montague.
Or a Montague.
Yeah. Which one would you want to punch in the face? That's all you can do is punch him in the face. That's all you're allowed to do.
Probably Probably the Montagues, because they wouldn't
bite you,
bite or me, or
flutter you away.
Whatever angels do.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Pray for you.
Yeah. No, they didn't do that.
No.
So we know your top three cuisines, but is your main course going to be from any of those? What is your dream main course, please?
Sea bass.
I tell you what, you're a veggie, but you are absolutely draining the ocean, mate.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
I do love
vegetarian food. I do. But
what if we told you?
We're talking about favourites, which don't happen that often.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
Would it make you feel better if you find out that the sea bass that you're eating died because it crashed head on into the tuna that you had for your starter?
Oh. Two birds, one
stone. Depends if they were yanked out of the ocean at the same time, because if they were then floating because they were
dead. Then they were straight out.
Right. Straight out.
So they're fresh, but they died in an accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
They collided head first into one another.
I do feel bad.
Oh, it's awful that it happened. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but it's a better environmental situation than...
Yeah.
And
at least they're both out there in the ocean, you know, and they have a life.
Yeah.
And it just... sort of gets curtailed.
And they were swimming towards each other because they were in love and they were going to have a kiss. So they died very happy.
Because their offspring were going to be tunas.
Yeah, tunas. Yeah.
But they headbutt each other and then they both did a fart and then and then someone bottled the bubble water and that's what you had for your sparkling water at the start.
I thought it was a bit fishy.
Yeah. It's special.
But don't worry.
To make your whole meal from the same one incident.
And the priest gave them a lovely funeral before we cooked them for you as well.
Yes, that's why the priest's here. But he's also stuck around for some blessings.
How would you like your sea bass cooked?
Pan-fried.
Pan-fried?
Yeah.
Simply pan-fried
with the skin on, please.
Is this something you do at home?
Yes.
And how have you mastered the crispy skin? Because I think I always mess it up.
So good.
Sea bass, you can't. It's very, very difficult. I mean, you're supposed to cut across, whatever it is, scoring.
Yeah.
And then the skin doesn't, because otherwise it bends the fish up. But basically, no, don't bother.
Just sticks to the pan a bit. Yeah. But still tasty.
Yeah. Good one though. When they get that skin good, it's amazing.
It's really that's why I love it. As that would be my choice in a restaurant, because they just get it spot on.
Soft, flaky, again quite meaty, but like big flakes.
And do you want this one made for you by a particular chef, or is this your own homemade one?
I think most places I've been, I have very good. They do a very good one at the Ouija. They also do a very good one at the Ivy.
It could be our first menu that all comes from the same place.
Yeah, that's fun.
We could stay in the Ivy if you want.
Mm. Actually, because the side.
Oh, side dish from the Ivy. Let's segue into the side.
Here we go.
Well, because it's the first time I've... Because I only had it recently. Was chips with truffle oil on them. Ooh. Just
very gorgeous. Close to his look into the secret, Anthony. Every episode we have ingredient which me and Ed don't like, which if this person says it they get chucked out of the restaurant. And this week we were so close to making it truffle oil because I've recently had it with truffle stuff.
It can be overdone.
I used to love it.
It can be well overdone. If you use too much, it's just... Nah-eh.
But that is so... Honestly, it's so close and we didn't pick truffle oil in the end.
Good Lord.
Because Benito said he'll pick truffle oil.
So I think I still like truffle oil, but I think once people cottoned on that you could use it in stuff...
It is slightly overused, overdone, and the bottom line is it has to be very subtle. Otherwise, it just cloaks every flavour in the juice, which is why it's quite extraordinary that on chips, it was just... I mean, they were chunky fries. They weren't... It wasn't sort of...
They were proper chips.
But it was just... I don't know. It was just absolutely extraordinary.
Mm.
When it works, it works. It's a heady sort of mushroomy smell.
I had some gnocchi with it on.
Now, you could have done gnocchi. Because I wouldn't have said gnocchi. Why would you eat potato pasta? Sorry.
I quite like it, but this particular one, the first mouthful. So I didn't know. Also, here's a big criticism: they didn't put that there was truffle on it in them.
Well, that's a bit silly.
On the menu, which is such an overpowering flavour. You want to give people a heads up.
Yeah, that's why you would pick a thing.
You might also be allergic to mushrooms.
Absolutely. Yeah. First mouthful I had, it was actually quite a pleasant surprise. Like, oh, delicious, I'm in heaven. Every mouthful after that was, I was like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this forever now. No more truffle stuff. It really pushed me over the edge. So
I still like a truffle cheese. A cheese with some truffle in it. Had a very nice truffle pecorino the other night.
Yeah.
Are you putting any parmesan on the fries as well? That's a big thing. Truffle parmesan fries.
Well, I think there might be a bit of parmesan in there. I'm not sure. Because I'm not sure. But I wouldn't do it myself. I wouldn't then say, hey, yo, bung some parmesan in there.
Yeah. I can't imagine you asking someone to bung anything on anything, though. I don't imagine you're storming into the ivy near Bath and going, bung some of that.
Bung
on
it there. On.
Bung me a bit bung of bread, mate. On.
We come to your drink.
Mm.
I'll tell you what worried it's going to be. Before we even started recording, you told us that you put honey in your coffee like a goddamn maniac.
I have never heard of anyone putting honey in coffee.
Really?
Yeah. Honey and tea, I've heard.
Honey and tea.
Well, no, it's actually really, really nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Try it.
What kind of honey do you put in your coffee? Just any?
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Whatever, knocking around. Oh, honey, happy coffee as well.
Basically, I have a flat white with oat milk.
Flat white with oat milk?
Yeah.
Bung some honey in there.
Bung some honey in there. Not too much, but it's just
lovely.
Doesn't
it taste like honey?
Not if you don't put too much. It just has a real warmth to it. It's lovely.
See, because Ed's learned a lot from doing this podcast, and one thing he has learned is that honey tastes like honey, haven't you, Ed?
I'm a bit of a gourmand now.
Well, very snooty these days. Knows his flavours. Test them on anything. Ed, what does chocolate taste like?
Mm, chocolate.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
I must admit, my favourite cocktail is margarita.
Oh, yes.
Mm. On the rocks, no salt. Why people put salt on the edge, on the rim, I don't understand.
I'm so with you, and now I've diverged. I love salt on the rim.
I like the salt on the rim.
No. I don't. If you're doing it in a shot, absolutely. But why would you have...
You're wiping some Nutella around the outside?
Yeah. What are you putting around there?
I'm not putting anything around the
honey there.
It's on the rocks. It's straight. It's got citrus flavour. Why would you want to screw with that?
Because it's
a wonderful citrusy sweet...
So just to take the edge off that, a little bit of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. A little flavour dance.
And then wine. I love white. I love a good Chablis. I love reds. Any number of reds. They're, beautiful.
Do you know your stuff with wine?
No, I'm not sort of like, oh, let me look at the wine menu. But I was raised, my family, Mum used to do a lot of filming in France because she was Madame Maigret back in the 60s. And so we used to go every year, we used to go camping in France. And
knowing what I know about your mum so far, I thought you were about to say she made her own wine.
Yeah, she owned a winery. She made wine.
She was too busy cooking and making clothes. they started me quite, I think when I was about 10 or 11 maybe, what the French do, which is they give you wine with water.
Mm-hmm.
As a child.
That is amazing. That blows my mind.
But it means that you're not, you don't sort of, when you get to sort of being an adult, you don't knock back the wine. You're just very used to drinking alcohol in a very sort of discreet and gentle way.
Yeah.
It just kind of tunes you. I'm not saying that everybody should do it, but it definitely, I'm not abusive with alcohol. I don't like getting drunk.
And that's because it was normalised very early on.
Yeah.
If only when you were a child, someone had put some water in your honey. And then you wouldn't be some all over the shop. Is that...
I'm not all over the shop with me, honey.
Oh, yeah.
You might be.
I am out of control, when it comes to honey.
Regular,
any sweet stuff.
Winnie the Pooh over here.
Yeah. That's why I've got no trousers on.
Yeah.
I am going to have to look.
Yeah, yeah. I told you I woke up this morning wanting to be bad.
It's true. He hasn't got any trousers on.
Get that person's toothbrush out of there. You've got margaritas on one hand. You've got wine on the other. Which one are you going with? And then we need to pick a wine if it's wine.
Wineritas?
I guess it's up since I actually don't mind drinking red wine or white wine with fish. It doesn't, you know, everybody says you have to drink one or the other, but I'll go with a really nice Chablis go with Chablis.
Chablis,
yeah,
lovely.
From the Ivy?
Anywhere, mate.
Everything else is from the Ivy, so if I'm just saying, as we're giving you the choice, if we want it all from the Ivy for consistency.
James is really into the idea of you picking everything from the Ivy, I think.
Yeah. We've never had that before. We've never had someone do like a whole menu from one plate. Yeah. It's quite exciting to me. Mm. That might happen for the first time. But then again, well, you know, we're moving to the dessert course now, and you might have a specific dessert in mind which is not from the Ivy.
Did actually have it.
Really?
But, yeah. But it's just, I mean, I will have it anywhere, and some are better than others, but creme caramel.
Oh,
creme caramel!
I think it's our first creme caramel on the podcast.
It is the first creme caramel.
You're joking?
Yeah, no one's chosen creme caramel yet.
Good grief!
That's true.
Now,
are they stupid?
I'm going to really upset you here, Anthony.
You don't like it?
I don't like creme caramel.
Uh-oh.
Cool. I find the consistency.
You know you're allowed to call Ed stupid now. You're absolutely allowed to do that. You should be allowed.
You said people who don't like creme caramel are stupid. I don't like creme caramel.
I'm not into, because you get the creme caramel when it's all soft. I love it when it's been torched, so it's got a crust.
Brûléed on the top.
Brûléed, yes. Creme brûlée.
So you're into
creme brûlée rather than creme caramel.
I'm more on board with a brûlée.
Yes. Okay. I think suddenly a lot of people listening to this podcast who were on the fence with creme caramel have now come firmly over onto your team when you said it was brûléed. Because the creme brûlée is, I don't trust people who don't like it.
I'm into a creme brulee. I agree on
that. Okay.
I think my problem with creme caramel is the consistency, and it's wobbly, and it's jelly you can't see through, and I don't trust it.
Sure. It's jelly that you can't see through.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, what's it hiding?
I'm thinking creme brulee.
Lovely. I'm into a creme brulee. I love cracking through the top.
Yeah.
Feels like you're on a like an ice rink. And it cracks
and you go through it.
And then you're not sinking. And then your life's in danger.
You eat your way out of the disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
And I'm assuming you want the priest to get involved to make it a hole brulee.
Is he a Spanish? Is he a Spanish priest?
A creme hole.
Hole brulee.
It's a creme hole.
I love it.
Maybe they are.
I was really not into the priest thing when it started, but I'm glad it came full circle.
Always does, just like God. The Trinity. It's a circle, isn't it? Okay, Anthony, I'm going to read your order back to you now. Tell me how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
You like sparkling water. You would like olive bread with some olive oil. Mm-hmm. Holy. You would like, for a starter, some tuna carpaccio from the Ivy in Bath. Your main course, you would like the pan-fried sea bass, skin on, from the Ivy in Bath.
Mm.
Your side dish would be chips with truffle oil from the Ivy in Bath.
Good grief!
Your drink is a white wine Chablis. Which they do have at the Ivy in Bath. We can get you in there. Yeah. And dessert, which you also said is at the Ivy in Bath, is creme brulee. All of this has been blessed by a priest. How do you feel about it?
I feel fine.
You feel great.
And I feel hungry.
Yeah, feel that hungry happens. Now, huh? You'll have to now, unfortunately, go directly to the Ivy in Bath.
Sure.
You can go get a sandwich as well.
It's the only place that's going to like satisfy you now, really, though, is the Ivy in Bath.
Great menu.
A lovely, lovely menu. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Any final thoughts about food for the listeners?
Eat. Yeah, and I must admit, I'm not going to get into whether you should eat meat or not. But if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. But I must admit, I am steering away from it gradually.
Yes.
Not completely, but, you know, I do like my fish. But I do love vegetarian.
I think it's a positive message in this day and age.
So do I.
Steer away from it.
There it is, the off-menu menu of Anthony Head. What a fun episode.
Well, mosey on down to the Ivy now.
Yeah, the Ivy got a big shout out there.
Yeah, a big shout out for the Ivy.
I mean, to be fair, he initially gave the shout out to the Ivy and you really led him down that path.
Well, I don't know.
You took his hand and you led him all the way down the ivy path.
We did three in a row, and then I just was like, come on, let's make it a full house.
I really enjoyed that episode. I was very excited to meet Anthony because I really enjoy Buffy.
Yes.
And I was really glad to call you out for never having watched it.
Yeah, deserved it. I deserved it.
He did not say the secret ingredient, James. He did nearly said one that we were going to do.
Very tense. I mean, I'm very glad that we didn't pick truffle oil now because he was so nice. I would have felt really bad chucking Anthony out of the restaurant for saying truffle oil, but he didn't say roasted pumpkin seeds. So
no, he didn't. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. You did stay in.
Yes, you can stay in. That's fine. Good instance from Benito that we shouldn't say truffle oil.
And a quick replug for Harlan Coben's The Stranger on Netflix. Mm. January 30th, all 8 episodes drop. I've seen the first one. It was gripping. I can't wait to see the rest.
Speaking of plugging, we've had some food, haven't we, Ed?
We have.
Thank you for some food.
A veritable cornucopia of food. The good people at Grey's sent us a lot of snacks.
Yeah, loads and loads of snacks.
Really nice snacks. My favourite, James, is the one that's like chocolate, dried cherries and pecans.
Yes. Well, you made a stone if that's not your favourite, because it is absolutely delicious.
It is brilliant.
One. I like that cherry pie one.
Thank you for sending those.
Brewdog Advent Calendar?
Brewdog Advent Calendar. Yes, they sent us one of their Advent Calendars, which is, 25 different beers. Unfortunately, Benito's divided up into three. Fine. So I have my third. Spoiler warning, because it wasn't a full Advent Calendar, I immediately opened all the doors.
Oh, yeah?
There's one in there that is 14% proof.
Oh,
it's a 14% proof beer.
Oh, I bet you're looking forward to that already.
Can't wait to have that. Thank you. Also, we got sent some 9 bars. They're the seed bars. They're very good. Mm. I've had them before.
Oh, yeah?
Some of them have got carob on top of them.
Carob?
And I love carob.
Do you?
Yes.
I didn't know you liked carob.
I really like it. It sounds like the sort of thing that would be on a secret ingredient list, but no, I like
it. It's going to be in the future.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can make your argument for it, but we're definitely going to have to use carob at some point.
Okay, but thank you for those seed bars, guys. Hey, what are we up to? I don't know.
Nothing really.
No, I'm not really up to anything.
Taking a break. My book is still out. Perfect Sound Whatever, that's still out.
It's still out, is it?
Yeah, that's not been, I haven't taken it off the shelves yet.
Okay, good to hear.
So happy to promote that.
So apart from that, you can go on my website, edgamble.co.uk, or go onto my Twitter, but I'm kicking around, but I'm having a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
More of these, I suppose.
At Off Menu Official, that's our Twitter.
Yeah, and the same on Instagram. Offmenupodcast.co.uk. Go on the website.
Go on that. That's got a full list of all the restaurants that are mentioned on the episodes as well. That's pretty good. Benito really goes out of his way to make sure they're all on there. So, go on there, have a little read.
But otherwise, just keep on listening, keep on trucking, keep on eating.
Thank you very much to Father Tim.
Thank you, Father Tim, for coming in.
Came and blessed all the food today.
Yes.
It's very nice of him.
A lovely job, thank you. And also got me a divorce and did a funeral for the fish.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we will see you again next week here in the off-menu restaurants.
Don't go hungry.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.